This is KUT. Hundreds of Muslim Texans convened at the state capitol Tuesday morning for an annual day of advocacy. But as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, they weren't alone.
Oh, say, can you see?
Hundreds of people from across the state filled the south lawn of the Texas Capitol in a show of support for the Muslim group preparing to lobby state lawmakers. The rally included a long list of faith leaders, state and local representatives, including Austin City Council member Greg Kassar.
We stand alongside you in the fight for justice and equality and against cowardly, Islamophobic, and frankly, un-American leadership, be it in the state capitol, be it in the governor's mansion, or be it in the White House.
Many of the speakers talked about the current political climate, Islamophobia, and the recent executive order signed by President Donald Trump that bans travel to the U.S. from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. Austin resident Aziza Faruqi attended Texas Muslim Capitol Day for the first time this year. She says she wanted to combat misconceptions about Islam.
To think that a faith, any religion, can condone terrorism, that is very offensive to that faith. And we are showing solidarity here to, you know, to make them realize that we are all as conscientious citizens of the United States as anyone else.
Faruqi was encouraged by a show of support from people not part of the Muslim group. They formed a human chain around the gathering to protect participants in case there were any anti-Muslim protesters like there were during the last legislative session. Michelle Belial took the day off of work to come and be a part of the human chain.
It was somewhat intimidating for me at first because I'm kind of an introvert. It's weird for an introvert to be linking arms with people they don't know, but after they introduced themselves to me, I was like, okay, this is Garrett and this is Sarah, and we're going to be spending a couple hours together. I felt really good, and I felt it was very positive.
After the speeches, attendees prepared for the next phase of the event, meeting with lawmakers. I met up with a group of women from Austin headed to meet with State Senator Donna Campbell. They spent about 45 minutes roaming the Capitol halls, lost, searching for her office. One of the women, Sidra Shah, says this day of lobbying taught her that it's not always easy to get your message out to public officials.
You know, nothing about this experience has deterred me or like made me feel like I shouldn't or don't have the right, and I'm really grateful for that, and I'm really excited to see, you know, when I actually do meet with them, how it goes.
Shaw says now that she knows who her representatives are, she plans on reaching out in the future. Saida Hassan, KUT News.